You're listening to SBS News.
A win for homeschooling parents in Queensland fighting to make the system more accessible for families.
What's in there now?
Polling.
Can I see?
The Queensland government has accepted all 8 recommendations of an independent review into the Home Education Unit. The regulatory review, which published its report in September 2024, was prompted by widespread opposition to the previous state government's attempts to enforce legislation that would impose the Australian curriculum on homeschooling students. That move was firmly rejected by parents like Danica, who homeschools her neurodiverse 8-year-old son, Ben. Danica says she's most excited about a recommendation to trial a shorter style of written reporting, alongside an online interview. She says this would offer a promising alternative for Queensland parents after a positive experience with a moderator while homeschooling in Western Australia.
Whereas in Queensland, you feel it's just cross your fingers and hope that you can continue to do, and there's a lot of uncertainty around the processes over here, and it is quite daunting to submit a report every 12 months with no real guidance, no real reassurance that you're doing what they require. And having a person to report to would be humanising to the procedure, so that would be quite nice to have someone, a face to the documents would be nice, and just alleviate that kind of stressor.
Sunshine-based parents Danica and her husband Joel made the shift to homeschooling in 2022 after Ben's classroom anxiety reached a tipping point. Danica is among thousands of Queensland parents who moved to homeschool their children after 2020, with the Queensland government saying there was a 230% increase in home education over the past 5 years. It brings the current number of homeschooling students in Queensland to more than 11,000. Brisbane-based Patricia Fitzgerald is campaign manager of the Free to Homeschool movement, which gathered more than 21,000 signatures opposing the former Queensland government's attempts to enforce the Australian curriculum on homeschoolers. She says the government's decision to accept all of the report's recommendations is a great move forward for the community.
It's going to be a really good opportunity for the HEU to connect with the community and build that connection and more support, rather than just having the regulatory side, having that educational leader there to bridge that gap and to build that supportive side as well, is going to help a lot of the families who are trying to find that information and trying to find the community.
Ms. Fitzgerald pointing to the first of the recommendations to transform the Home Education Unit, which will be renamed Queensland Home Education, to ensure greater practical support and regulatory oversight. There are hopes the appointment of education leader Dr. Renee Acton will improve processes for families, alongside enhancing resources such as program templates and exemplar annual reports. Queensland's Education Minister John Paul Langbrook told SBS he supports a parent's right to choose the best type of education for their family.
And we, as a government, support choice. I've done distance education myself, or correspondence as we called it, partly because I lived in another country, in Papua New Guinea. And the important thing is that if parents choose to do it, we want to make sure we support them, just as we support them in the other frames of schooling that they might choose, whether it's state or non-state schooling.
Minister Langbrook couldn't outline a date for when the recommendations would be legislated, saying his government prioritises consultation. This comes as legislation to raise the age cutoff from 17 to 18 for homeschooling students is still under review after it was tabled in March this year. But Mr. Langbrook says some of the recommendations from the regulatory review are already being enacted, including changing the name of the unit to Queensland Home Education, as well as extending the stakeholder consultation via the Home Education Expert Group by another 6 months.
We used to criticise the former government for consulting but already having made a decision about something. So this is genuine consultation with this with the group. So we want to keep the momentum going about the positive work we've been able to do with parents and stakeholders, and then continue parent engagement before we try to make any legislative change.
One of the key aspects of the recommendations is to enhance resources and supportive tools for parents meeting regulatory requirements. Danica welcomes access to learning programs and reporting scaffolds, which are particularly helpful in teaching a neurodiverse child with individualised learning.
The learning plan that I have for Ben being neurodiverse, we very much follow his interests at the time, and having an online reporting scaffolding will really help me report as we learn. Because we do have a plan in place, but obviously following just natural interests and natural ways of learning, it does change as we go. So having a formalized reporting structure will help us just keep tabs on where we're at, what we're learning, and how we're learning it.
But she would like to see state and local governments offer greater support for homeschooling co-ops, which allow groups of homeschooling families to collaborate and provide educational and social opportunities for their children.
We really need the support from local government, local councils backed by government, to ensure that, we are setting up safe spaces for our children. All the boxes are being ticked to keep it a safe environment for our children, and that they can continue to build regular foundational relationships within those groups instead of being shut down every couple of months because local councils are getting one complaint from someone who doesn't agree with the way that we are teaching our children. So I think that's another way that the government could help us all support us on our journey.
The Queensland Family and Child Commission released a separate report in December 2024 in response to concerns raised by the Child Death Review Board in their 2022 to 23 report. It affirmed a parent's right to choose the most suitable learning environment for their child, but called for improved information sharing between state government departments to ensure child safety. Minister Langbrook told SBS that his government are considering the work of the Queensland Family and Child Commission, acknowledging past obstacles around information sharing.
It's very important, and Premier Christopher Foley has been very clear that he wants me as Education Minister working closely with the Child Safety Minister, Amanda Cam, the Attorney General, Deb Frecklington, and any other appropriate department, including the Police Department, headed up by Minister Dan Purdy, to make sure we get rid of those roadblocks that may eventually affect the safety of children.
Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.